guys. This is Taste Masters with your hosts, David and Wyatt.
Hey guys, this is your honorary Taste Master, Cody, opening up this episode on Best Summertime Sampler Pack.
My man. Cody, welcome to the show, dude. I feel like this is your 15th time on the show. So you are an honorary Taste Master.
I really think so.
I mean, we always talk about you on here. It's a great time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, as you should.
I feel like we talk about Cody almost as much as we talk about beer.
It's true. Cody, you are the greatest. But we're talking, like we said, we were talking about, Cody said, best summertime sampler pack. We have the Party in a Box, which is Squatter and Wasatch's collaboration of their Juicy IPA and their Island Hop.
Tropical IPA.
Yeah. Yummy. So, I mean, this time of year, we're in July right now, middle of summer.
Yeah.
Wyatt, you're the one that grabbed us for us because you're saying this is what you think is a great summertime sampler pack. Best sampler pack you can get in the local store that you got at Harmon's, I believe?
Yeah, I got it at Harmon's. I feel like they have a great selection.
Well, tell me about it.
So I picked this one. I think I've only tried the Island Hop. I don't think I've tried their Juicy IPA. But Island Hop, Juicy IPA, when it's hot outside, I want a lighter beer.
I'm not a huge, like, Pilsner fan. I don't know. Like, I feel like you can get Pilsners everywhere. Everyone has one. And, like, they're great if that's what you're into. Go ahead and drink your Miller Lights or whatever it is. But
Modelos?
Modelos are great. I had some Modelos last weekend, and I was very pleased. But I want something with a little bit more flavor. Okay. And these are both going to be like those East Coast-style, like, juicy IPAs, tropical IPA, whatever you want to call them. And, man, I think they're just going to be super refreshing, like, citrusy. I'm thinking, like, a lemonade kind of thing, like fruit juice, hot summer by the pool or by the lake kind of thing. That's what I'm picturing for this summer for me so far, at least. Like, I haven't gotten into the mountains quite a lot, and it's been like high 90s consistently.
Yeah, it's been pretty hot this summer.
Right.
Yeah.
So I want something super refreshing, and I don't necessarily want a Pilsner. This is what I'm going for because there's 12 of them, 6 of each, and they're both super good, I hope. We'll see.
Open us up. Which one are you opening up?
With the tropical hops.
Okay, I don't know about you guys. When I hear the word tropical, two things come to my mind. The word yes, because I just want to be – I want to be there, or it's like – sounds tasty. And for some reason, number two, when I hear the word tropical, I think – when it comes to beverages, I think bitch beer. I hear Mai tropical. Tais. Yeah, I think kind of coconut, fruity, pineapple. Bitchy. Coconut, pineapple. Right, pineapple for sure. Yeah.
Maybe some grenadine
Is
in
that
there?
Bad?
Gross. Yeah.
No. Is that kind of a bad? No?
No. I could see that. Like, tropical, I think, is just gives you the idea of something that, as far as drinks go, going to be super easy to drink, really sweet, and, like, almost too sweet. Like, just ridiculously crushable, accidentally get drunk kind of thing. And I think crushable is what we need when it's 96 degrees outside. Like, I don't want something that's going to require any sort of effort to drink.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just want something I can smash.
To go down. Well, Cody and I had 4th of July together, and we were just drinking stuff that was crushable,
right?
And I remember at one point we went through the beers we had. Someone brought a six pack of who knows what. Someone brought Coronas. I brought something I don't even remember. And then
High Life.
You had a bunch of Miller High Life.
Yeah.
And Cody goes, "These are just crushable." Right. I'm like, "Well, yeah, they are. Like, I don't care what it is. I just want
to
put something down my throat right now."
Yeah. And like sometimes I want PBR, but I don't know. I feel like usually, especially when it's hot, like, Even something super crushable like a Miller Lite or Michelob Ultra, Miller High Life, that kind of stuff, it's almost like that crisp lager flavor. Like if it gets warm, it's not good. And I grabbed these because I feel like these, even if you have them in a cooler full of ice, like if you're at the pool all day, that ice is going to melt. You're going to eventually have a warm-ish beer. And I think these are still going to be good, slightly warm. Like they'll still be refreshing.
Oh, yeah.
Because these right now are ice cold, but they're cool.
Yeah. I think they'll be good, like, across the range. Dude, looks like fucking pineapple juice.
It does look like pineapple juice.
It's got flavor notes for me. Tastes like mango, citrus, and papaya. Boasting notes of pineapple and orange. Our tropical IPA is fruity, unfiltered, and easy drinking at 5% ABV. Welcome to paradise, where hops abound and parasols are optional.
Interesting.
Yeah. What the fuck are parasols?
I was just going to ask that. I don't know.
Parasols the pants? Oh, well, Google. We have,
for some reason, it makes me think of like a chemical. Is that like some sort of sunscreen?
Yeah, aerosol,
or
parasol? Yeah.
Aerosol parasols?
Hold on. We don't know about this. So a parasol is a light umbrella used to give shade from the sun. Duh.
Oh, wonderful. Dude, you could put a little umbrella in this drink.
And it would be okay, I think. But off the nose, I'm getting papaya.
Citrus for sure.
And yeah, you get the, you get those tropical fruits in for sure. I think they nailed tropical. Your name is tropical. Absolutely.
Oh, maybe like a little pork rind smell in there? That's nice.
Pork rind? What the hell?
Dude, you, I guess for some reason, it kind of smells like pork rinds to me.
Hmm.
Getting some savory flavors from this beer.
Hmm. It does kind of have like a metallic glow to it.
Yeah. A little kind metallic, like a
tomato plant.
Tomato plant.
Kind of earthy?
Dude, I could kind of see that. Yeah.
Yeah. What is that? It might be.
No. Like residual from another beer?
That's what I'm wondering, if I might have messed mine up.
No, dude, I get it too.
No, it's like it's like after the the green of the fresh picked garden tomatoes.
Yeah, exactly.
You're right.
Like fried green tomatoes kind of thing.
Yes. Yeah, there is that what is that?
I don't know, man. I think it's the same thing that makes me think of pork rinds. It's like a little savory.
A little
in there.
Savory, yeah.
Okay, I see where you're getting savory. Good palate, Cody. You nailed that
there
one.
We go.
Wow.
But overall, I think fresh, juicy fruits. Yeah.
But
and not ridiculously hoppy. It says it has 35 IBUs.
I didn't notice the hops.
It says Island Hop. So off the bat, I'm off put by it because, and I know Cody, you're probably in the same boat. Hop, not a huge hop fan, right? Mm-hmm. But the tropicalness and the easiness of this drink, like it drinks like almost like a juicy, hazy pale ale.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an American style IPA. Crushable, and I think I'm with you on White on this one. Where this one could still be warm. The ice is melted in the cooler.
Yeah,
you're still wanting to drink. It's
hot
summer day.
Cool, like cooler than
it's like
3, 4, 5
p.m. in the afternoon. You still want to keep drinking, but it's so fucking hot. You've been dehydrating. So to quote unquote rehydrate yourself, let's drink more beer. And you grab this one, and it's like I'd be like, Cody, it's kind of warm. He's like, just throw it, and we drink this. Like, you know what I mean? Like.
Yeah.
You nailed it, dude. Yeah.
I'm trying to go for like some pool beers here, you know?
It's a good pool
beer. Or you went paddleboarding today.
I did go paddleboarding today.
I think these have just enough hop to them. I'm hoping that if you wanted to go into the mountain, I'm definitely thinking water aside with these beers. But if you wanted to go to like a mountain lake, like you guys went up to Strawberry Reservoir, and I imagine it was still hot. Well, what are you looking at, like 78 degrees up there?
No, it was 94 degrees.
Fucking 94 degrees.
According to the Prius.
I think.
Which has the Prius never lied to me.
But. Yeah, I trust the Prius. Mm-hmm, I really do. I think this would be a good beer because you've still got like pine trees and stuff around you. I think that hot lake and I think it could range from the pool to like a mountain lake. I'm kind of looking for a range here in the party box.
So Strawberry, the part of Strawberry we went to had more fields. So it had more kind of.
Yeah, there's no trees.
A lot of thistle. Had a lot of weeds.
You drive through, was it Daniels Canyon?
Daniels is just east of where we were.
Gotcha. Right.
But I know where you're talking about, but it's just east. We went further southeast of Strawberry, and it, like I said, it had more fields, more thistle, had more of that beautiful. You know how weeds have that? Weeds look so dangerous and deadly, but they have the beautiful purples, oranges, the yellows, the reds. They're beautiful. That's what the scenery was.
Gotcha.
So I know what you're trying to paint a picture of. I didn't get this at paddleboarding today, but if we went up to Table Fork, I think pines. This is great because it is surrounded by trees.
Right.
I think that's the one. Yeah, absolutely. I know what you're getting at. I like the pool analogy. I think it's a great pool beer. Great summertime. I like how I said party in a box. I'm thinking when I'm having a pool party, I would not mind having this for something that has a little hop character to it with some tropicalness to it.
But still crushable.
Oh, this is very crushable.
Cool.
I put this at like 8.8. Boom. That's
pretty
where
high.
I put it. It's pretty high.
I go like 7.8.
There you go. What do you think, Cody? Crushability scale.
Yeah, I was giving it 8.
8. Boom. Right in the middle.
Solid 8.
Right. I like it.
There you go. Okay, next one. Why? What are you opening for us?
Got one more. Squatters Juicy IPA.
Okay.
So I think essentially the same style. Pouring it looks basically the same, maybe a little hazier even.
So Squatters Juicy IPA, 5% ABV, packed with bright citrus aromas and notes of ripe stone fruit. Unfiltered Northeast IPA finishes smooth, creamy, and pulp free. Which sometimes you want pulp, right?
Right, dude. I think pulp
beers. Is that a thing?
Sure.
I mean, you can put fruit in beers. Yeah.
Have you ever had a beer with pulp?
Pulp? Not necessarily. No.
Gixxer.
I take that back. Yes, I have. Mm. It's a smoothie sour.
Smoothie sour.
Yeah.
I wouldn't quite say pulpy, but it had like fruit seed and shit like that.
It had pulp. I think it's pulp. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like when people think pulp, they think orange pulp.
Yeah.
You know, I think, but it still had pulp. Yeah. It definitely did.
It was not filtered.
No, not at all. So
not even
this one has notes of ripe stone fruit. And when I think stone fruit, I think of one of my favorite beers is the
avocados.
Guinness.
Avocados.
What?
It's a stone fruit.
Avocado. It isn't stone fruit, but it's not what I think of. Oh, okay. I was thinking of Guinness Extra Stone. Because it has that stone fruit taste in it, just enough that makes that Guinness just put it over than a regular Guinness.
I feel like stone fruit is such a like people use variety. It as a generic term, but
I feel
like
it's pretty yeah.
There's so much variety in stone fruit. Like you can get anywhere from like black cherry to like apricots and peaches to like a fucking avocado.
Yeah.
What's your stone fruit? What stone fruit are you talking about here?
Coconut's a stone fruit.
Fuck, coconut's a stone fruit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
So, for those who don't know, because we're sitting here talking about stone fruit, stone fruit is basically a fruit with a large stone inside of it.
A big pit.
If you guys can get anything with a pit in the middle, a big one.
Mango
is a stone fruit. Boom. Pineapple, not a stone fruit.
You're not a stone fruit.
Okay. but a lot of berries can have, you know, apricots, avocados, peaches, same family.
Yeah.
Well, stone fruit family.
When I look at this and you say stone fruit, I think peaches, specifically white peaches.
Okay. When you look at it?
Yeah.
Like the look, like, because I mean, like, a lot of people, when they say stone fruit in beers and wines and stuff, I think what they're going, I don't think they're going for coconut and avocados and fucking mangoes. I think they're trying to say, like, plum and cherry.
I think stone fruit.
When, I don't think, just looking at this, if I get plum and like black cherry in this, I don't know if I'm going to like that. I mean, I look at this and I want to get purple. Like peach juice.
It does look like white peach.
Right?
I want peach. It does have a purple can with a big hop on the middle of it.
Yeah. Hmm. Fuck, let's taste it in 2 minutes.
All right, boys. Cheers. Off the nose, I'm getting a little butyric acid. I think I've become sensitive to butyric acid. I think this one, we did get it in the store, not from the brewery itself, so it could be a little bit older.
It's always dangerous.
A little bit of melon in there. You get melon?
Yeah. Like a honeydew melon.
Honeydew, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, the butyric acid is off-putting to me. I feel like the hops have degraded in this one.
I get it on the nose, but I don't get a lot of flavor.
On the finish, I get...
For me, it's like bright berry flavors. Like raspberries. Like fresh.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It's got a nice sweetness to it that I didn't expect.
Dude, I could see peaches in there. I think maybe I'm just looking for it. Maybe it's like a confirmation bias kind of thing. Like, I want to see peaches, so I'm seeing peaches.
So on the can, they put dank.
I'm getting the peach. I don't really get dank in there.
How would you describe dank?
You ever smoked a bull?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's dank.
That's dank.
Like a fresh bag of weed. Like, you walk into, like, any 17-year-old who listens to
that's dank
punk music, their bedroom, that's what you're going to smell.
I'm curious. So, dank means disagreeably damp, musty, and typically cold. Huge dank caverns.
So I don't think that's the dank that they're talking about.
Urban Dictionary thinks, Urban Dictionary, I'm curious now. Now you got me on a segue here. Dank. Dank is great cannabis structure, but potent smell, sticky, icky, dank.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Like Snoop Dogg song.
Dank is another way of saying cool, awesome to the max. Urban Dictionary.
To the max.
Awesome to the max. I think you should just say awesome to the max.
So dank beer, very hoppy, cloudy IPAs with high alcohol content and flavors that are very funky taste.
Oh,
interesting.
Dude, I don't know. Dank and funky, you put those in the same category?
I think so, yeah.
Because, like, funky, when I think funky, I'm getting, like, to me, I'm thinking, like,
funk.
Bubblegum flavors and like banana Laffy Taffy and maybe some clove and black pepper. Like those are funky flavors, like Belgian-y kind of flavors.
Okay.
Flavors.
Okay.
Dank, I'm getting, like, to me, I'm thinking like pine tree, like weed. That's this, when I think of like dank and beer, I'm thinking getting like a kind of like
I think kind of in the same category where you're going with that. I think dank, when I think, hear dank, I think cold and dark and wet. As in like – because think about if you get the drier the weed, you know, whatever. But I'm just thinking like darkness, the moisture coming off of any plant, any fruit, that's the dank.
That kind of dankness makes me think of like rotting stuff.
Mm. But like I said, I get kind of butyric acid-y taste to this one. So I'm not sure like
– maybe you are getting rotting stuff.
Maybe.
Maybe that's the dank that you're
– maybe that's dank for me is dank, yeah. Cody, what do you think about this one?
I can't really pick out the fruits, but it's fruity and hoppy. So, I mean, I like it, though. I mean, this butyric acid, I'm still not getting a taste or understand what that is exactly yet.
So, butyric acid – so, before you – so, let me have you try it again. Butyric acid gives it kind of a dirty diapery taste.
Okay.
So you get, go ahead and taste it again. Tell me if you get like a dirty diaper taste to it. And I'm not saying this has gone bad. I'm just very sensitive today. So basically, butyric acid is a carbonic acid. Like it's carbon based, right? And it gives off that kind of stinky taste, that stinky flavor to it.
Yeah.
And that's what I get off of it. And dirty diaper is the best. Like if you feel like you're about to throw up. Like, you know how, like, that taste of, like, you're about to throw up? Like, it's, like, right in the back of your throat?
Okay.
Like, vomity?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's butyric acid.
Okay, makes more sense now.
And so, for me, I say dirty diaper off the nose, but taste-wise, it's, like, vomit. I know it sounds really gross. I'm sorry.
It's, like, that acidic kind of.
Yeah. It's, like, very, very, it's, like, stomach acid, but to the T, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. It's, like, right there. And you're, like, oh, God.
Right.
That's what I get off it. Because when people say it tastes kind of butyric acid, it's vomity.
Right.
That's what the brewmasters have taught me, vomity. And this one to me has like that dirty diaper. Like I bit into a dirty diaper, as gross that sounds. But you guys don't get that because I – also, you can be very sensitive to it if you – because now that I figured out what butyric acid is, I'm very sensitive to it.
Yeah.
Or I think I am. Like I pick it out now. Like I can pick it out, which is a good and a bad thing.
Yeah, ups and downs. And I think you're sensitive to it. Like, I could see that drinking this. Like, I could, like, if I think stomach acid as I take a sip of this, it tastes like stomach acid. But it's kind of like that same, like, confirmation bias kind of thing. Like, you find what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Like, if you're looking for butyric acid, I think you're more likely to find butyric acid. If like, you're like, okay, this guy has butyric acid, I want to see what else there is.
When you're looking for the peaches, Brady.
Yeah. And I think that's what happened to me with peaches. I don't know if there's actually peach flavor in here, but I found some peach because. Man, I wanted to find some fucking peach.
Mm. Yeah. And that could be it as well. Yeah. But I still get the sweetness of the fruit, whatever fruit's in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's good, Melanie. But Wyatt, when would you drink this?
Same scenario.
Exact same scenario.
Yeah. This one is, it's similar. I like this one a little bit more than the last. I think they're very, very similar beers, though. Both of them really juicy. The other one was definitely a little more tropical, and this one is more, to me, like, citrusy and more like, I don't know, I think of like home fruits, if that makes sense. Like I grew up with like a lot of peach trees near us and stuff, apricot trees. I don't get as much apricot, but I definitely get some peach and like fresh berries. So basically the same scenario though, like by the pool, by the lake, on the lake, maybe rafting, something like that.
Hmm.
Ooh, rafting.
I think rafting. Yeah, I think like white water rafting almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That could be dangerous.
Dude, we used to go
– hella fun.
When I was a kid, we used to go whitewater rafting a lot up in the Snake River. It was a cool tradition. My uncle and his friends started it, and like it just kind of grew into this big thing with all of his friends and like all of our family and then all of our family friends. And we would go up to the Snake River for like 11 days and raft. And they had – like you have to wear life jackets like you were when you're on the Snake River, if you're under like 16, and everyone wears life jackets because you're going through like some class 3, class 4, even class 5 rapids.
Is class 5 the highest one, by the way? Sorry.
I think so.
Okay.
I'm no expert here, but a lot of those guys would like sew koozies, like beer koozies, like multiple onto their life jackets, and they would just keep fucking beers loaded
Oh, sick.
So, like, they would, like, just crack it and, like, they would have the beer koozie. They would have, like, Velcro sewed on so they could Velcro their beer koozie to their life jacket. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
We always had, like, multiple coolers attached. So, it was, like, we would go down, like, twice a day, right? Hmm. And, like, I was a kid. And, like, me and my cousins would try to sneak beers and shit like that. And right. We would, like, sneak them and then be like, hey, we're going to go fishing now or whatever. And, dude, that was, like, whitewater rafting.
But I think you nailed it. I think whitewater rafting on this beer. This is the whitewater.
Dude, let's go whitewater rafting.
Cody, beer. Have you been whitewater rafting?
Yeah, a couple times.
Tell us your experiences, dude.
I barely remember it. I was, like, in scouts, like, when I was, like, 12 years old.
You used to be a Boy Scout.
Oh, yeah, I'm an Eagle Scout.
Oh, my God, Cody Davis.
Congratulations. Please tell me.
I love scouts. I'm all about camping and being outside.
And knots and so shit and ropes?
Yeah, fires.
Oh, hell yeah. I know you about fires.
Fishing? Yeah, dude, I love camping and all that shit. But I still do. Like, although now it was a Mormon aspect of it, I guess, because the Mormon church kind of like ran that shit, you know?
Yeah. Oh, they're like big supporters of it.
Hard.
Yeah, not anymore, but yeah.
They aren't anymore?
No, they withdrew it because they let girls into Boy Scouts. So the church is like, fuck no. That.
Or scout leaders were touching boys. I don't know which one it was.
There was that. Yeah. Oh, of course, that was always been going on.
Oh, excuse me.
That's going on either way. But
well, they don't want to touch girls. So like, get these girls the fuck out of here.
Yeah, so figure that. Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Outdoorsy Cody. There you go. But so you know.
I like it.
By the way.
Dude, let's go river rafting. What are we still doing here?
I don't know. Let's bounce now.
We got fucking 10 more beers in here per river
You're
rafting.
Right. But again, like, I'm going to bring for you next time why my favorite sampler pack.
Please.
And tell you what I think the best sampler pack for this summer of 2020, quarantine 2020, the best year of our lives, 2020, I have for you. Dope. And Cody, you're more than welcome to come to that one.
Dude, I want
to
see what Cody's favorite sampler pack is.
You know what, Cody? Here, I'm going to give you a challenge, if you would, please. You find your favorite local sampler pack, or even not local, I don't care. Find the best sampler pack out there. Bring it to us on this show. We'll talk about it.
Cool.
So the next episode, I'll bring my favorite sampler pack of this summer 2020. Cody, you bring yours. Deal?
Deal.
Deal to the dough. So I say we end on that. Anything, Cody, you got anything for us?
No.
Wyatt?
I'm good.
Until the next sampler pack, bros.
Come meet us on our Tastemasters corporate retreat. We're going whitewater rafting with multiple sampler packs.
That's true. Sponsored by the Boy Scouts. Until next time, guys.
Thanks for listening. This has been another episode of the Tastemasters. Like us, follow us, share us, tell your friends. Next time you have a drink, tell us about it. Drink it, you know, let us know what it tastes like. Tell us if we should try something new. You can find us at tastemastersdrink.com. You can also find us on Instagram at the_tastemasters or on Facebook. We are the Tastemasters. Thanks for listening again.